Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir. Very good morning. This is John Williams. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Sounds lovely. You remember, I told you I'm going to call you back regarding the security checkup?
Yes.
Okay, all right. By the way, did you have your breakfast?
I have, yes.
All right, okay, that's great. Now, today I'm going to do a final security checkup, okay? Just give me a moment. Let me check. Are you in front of a computer right now?
No, I'm not actually. Look, I'll have to put this phone down. I'm going to get the other one.
Okay,
just hang on a moment. You there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay.
Okay, all right, hold on. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Good. Fine. I just had to put the other phone back on the hook.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Just wait, I'm checking the security, okay? Stay on the line. Today your internet is working very, very slow, I think. It is taking time to reboot itself.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was also it was always slow every time.
So sometimes worse than others, yes.
Okay, all right, wait please. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Your modem is just beside you.
Yes.
Could you please check the color of the light?
It's on the top, there's two green ones and a blue one, and on the side, there's two green ones.
Okay. All are stable. Yes, sir, they all are stable?
They're all stable, yes.
Okay. Are you touching anything?
No.
Sorry. Okay, wait. Thank you. We have sent you a dummy message, okay?
You sent me something, yes.
Yeah, hold on.
Still holding. How much longer is it going to take? I've got to go out.
At what time you have to go?
My wife's ready to go now.
And when you are coming back, by the way?
Well, I don't know at this stage. It depends on how long it takes to do our shopping.
Okay, all right. You are going for the shopping, right?
Yep.
Okay, just wait a moment, please. Okay, check your mobile phone. You have got a text message. Check it, please.
Yeah, I just got something from a wrong medical center.
Yeah, check your mobile phone. You just now, you got a text message from Rocket Remit. Check it. Open the text message.
I've got one here from our doctor's appointments. Nothing from
check your message, your normal text message. Okay, do one thing. In your mobile phone, open AnyDex application. AnyDex.
AnyDex done, yes.
Okay, now you will get a security warning, okay? Give a click on I am aware and accept. Sorry, I trust and accept.
Okay.
Have you done?
Yep.
Now what do you see? Sorry, what do you see?
I didn't accept the edit. That's the more things you don't want to accept it.
Okay, first of all, give a click on I trust this call. Click on that. Now scroll up a little bit. You will see an option, I am aware of this risk. Got it?
No.
What do you see? Tell me, I will guide you. Yes, sir? Tell me, please. The code will get expired. Tell me.
Incoming connection.
Yeah, what option do you see?
Dismiss or accept.
Click on accept.
Start now.
Now press the home button.
Okay.
Open your text messages, normal text message.
I've got one from the room, text message.
Okay, have a look on the left side top, okay, there is a back arrow, click on that, left hand top.
Okay.
Okay, now open the first one, okay, the 4 minutes ago, this one. No, not that one, the second one, go back, click on the back arrow once again. The second one, 0488, yeah.
Thank you for waiting.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on, it is a dummy one. Okay, delete this message. Delete it. Do you know how to delete?
The three dots. Details. Delete. Yes. Delete. Conversation. Delete it.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the security which we have provided you, okay, you know, just complete that security. I have to make a report of it. I have to make a report. I'm making a report that you got a security, proper security from us. So could you please help me, what is your occupation?
Retired.
Okay, all right. And before retirement, what you does?
I was an engineer.
Civil?
Civil.
Civil engineer?
No, mechanical.
Okay. I have your address here, 29 Managam Drive, Epsom, Victoria, 3551, right?
Correct. Correct.
We are almost done, okay?
Okay. My wife's starting to growl at me. She wants to go shopping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and have you got a driver's license?
Yes, I have.
Get it, please.
What do you want the driver's license for?
Sorry, as I told you, it is just for the verification purpose. I have to make a report.
It's a bit strange asking for a driver's license, though, isn't it? Sure, I'm not. I've got my debt. The further I go on this, I've got more debt following coming.
So we already secured everything, okay? I need your driver's license, and I do believe you got the debit card from Bendigo. I need to protect that as well.
So what you're doing is to getting my whole.
We already have all the information. Don't worry, sir. But I'm just protecting it. Okay, that's it. Because we don't want to change your card or driver's license number or anything. We will just protect it by putting a firewall security in it. And I also have a good news for you. Last night we caught the hacker as well. I'm going to tell you the address from where which we have found them. Okay? Hold on. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
By the way, how far the Bovis Road is from you?
What road?
Bovis, B-O-V-W-I-E-S, Bovis Road. Buckland Street. Do you know this address? Buckland Street.
Buckland Street, Buckland Court.
Yeah, Buckland Street. How far is it from you?
About half a kilometer.
We caught the first hacker last night from the Buckland Street, okay? He went to the ATM to check the his balance and money. You remember yesterday we made a dummy transfer of 9,000? You went to the bank, right? And in the CCTV camera in the ATM when he went, we have the CCTV footage. He was trying to check the balance and withdraw the money that time, okay? So we got the picture and we got the location and our officers went there. And right now he is under custody behind the bar, okay?
Okay.
And we have found that total five hackers was inside your banking and internet, and out of five we just only caught one, okay? We are looking for all of them, okay? So could you please grab your driver's license? I need to complete the security work. Driver's license and your debit card are from Bendigo.
License number?
Yes.
012-089844.
012-089844, correct?
Correct.
That is your license number?
Correct.
Okay, I think it is not correct, your license number. You do one thing, sir. Open in your mobile phone, open the Anydex in your mobile phone.
Turn it back on again.
Yeah. Have we done? It is open?
Yes, it is open.
In your mobile phone, the Anydex is open?
Yes, it is.
What do you see in the Anydex?
Is any guest with a number at the top? Remote address.
Okay, now you will get an option. Give a click on like I trust and accept.
Has it come through yet?
Got it?
No.
Now got it?
Yes.
Click on I trust and accept. Got it?
Yes, yes.
Start now. Now press the home button. Open your camera.
Got it?
Your camera is open?
It's open.
Now put your driver's license on the table, okay, and take a photo of your driver's license front, okay, front photo.
You want to have to put the phone down.
Put me on loudspeaker.
You're on loudspeaker. Okay.
Okay. Now, take a photo of your debit card, the Bendigo debit card, front. Is it your debit card?
Yes.
This is the front?
Yes.
Look in front of your debit card, okay? Like, you got any 16-digit number?
On the back, yes.
Take a photo of that. Okay, now open. Go to the home screen and open your photos. Open your photos. Got it? Now open your first photo of your debit card. Open that. Tap on it. Have you tap on it? Sir, at the top. Touch on it. Touch on it. It will be open. No, no, no. Have a look on the left side top. There is a back arrow. Click on that. Open the second one where you can see the number of your debit card, okay? Open that one. Now click on the back arrow once again and open your driver's license. Left and top and open the driver's license. By the way, you don't have any middle name?
No.
Okay. Go back once again and open the card number.
Open the what?
Open your debit card number, okay? The debit card number, that picture.
Oh, okay.
Go back and open the picture of your debit card.
With the numbers on it?
Yes. It is your debit card or credit card?
Oh, it's a debit card.
Debit card from Bendigo, right?
Yes.
And apart from this card, have you got any another card? This is the only one you have, right?
Yes.
And have you got any credit card or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay, if you want, you can delete all these pictures, okay, if you want, from your mobile phone. It is safe now. If you want, you can delete it. Okay, it's up to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, now just wait. Touch your mobile screen, please. Unlock your mobile.
Okay. Done.
All right, just wait. Go to the home screen of your mobile.
Done.
Okay, hold on, please.
What's so necessary for, John?
Sorry?
What's all this necessary for?
Sir, actually, as I told you, sir, we need to provide you a complete security so that in future you will not face this kind of problem anymore. That's the reason. I am checking each and every loophole are blocked or not, okay? Because if there is any single loophole left, then the hacker will try to get inside it and break down all the security which we have provided you, okay?
When do I get my screen back on my computer?
Right now you will get it, okay? In your mobile phone, just go to the AnyDex application once again. AnyDex.
Done.
You will get again a security warning. Click on that.
Set?
Yeah.
Start now?
Yes.
Go back to any disk again.
Press the home button. Okay, hold on. Sorry.
much longer, June?
5 minutes more.
Bring on right more.
Okay, open the VIP access at the top. Can you see VIP app? Open that. Move your screen. Swipe. Sorry? What do you see?
You circle with the numbers on it again with blue.
Okay, hold on. Again, this token is not working. Okay, close it.
Close.
Yes, close it. Go to the home screen. Now, listen to me very carefully, sir. I have just checked all the security. Everything is absolutely working fine, okay? And I told you, I gave you a good news as well that we caught the hacker last night, okay? from Buckland Street, okay? And do you know anyone over there? Like any of your friend lives there?
Not officially, no. I've been up Buckland Street, but I don't know anybody who lives in the street.
Okay, all right. Now, the thing is that we when we caught him, okay, when we have done an investigation, okay, he told us that there are still four hackers all are their partner. They also got the access of your banking and your internet line, and they are all working together. And like mainly they were targeting your term deposit account, which is ending with 521. I do believe you have some term deposit account, correct?
That's right.
Is there any account of your term deposit which is ending with 9521, your account, term deposit?
I don't think so.
In which you have $42,000 something?
That's right, yes.
You have $42,000, which is in your term deposit account, right? So what they was trying to do, they was trying to target that money, and they was trying to take out that money from your account term deposit, okay? And just because our security and they are established into your term deposit account as well, any point of time they can move the money for your money into their account, okay? Your term deposit account money. Into their account. So it is not safe and secure, and in order to do that, your bank employee is also helping them. Okay? So what you need to do, sir, could this be possible for you? Like today, you need to go to your branch, break your term deposit account, and move that money into your main account, statement account, for your safety and security. Once we will secure your term deposit account, then again tomorrow or day after tomorrow, you can go to the bank and again, you can move that money from your main account to your term deposit account after the investigation will be done.
So
tell me, tell me honestly, are you able to do that? Go to your branch, break your term deposit money, okay, and move that money from your term deposit account to your main account.
I can do it, but I don't particularly want to do it.
So it is for your safety and security because your money is in risk and your bank employee helping the hacker to do this. So please try to understand.
Yeah,
I already had a word regarding this. I already had a word with Bendigo head office, and they suggested us that you need to do this in order to protect your money. But when you go to the bank to break your term deposit account, okay, do not disclose anything in the bank, otherwise the bank employee will aware the hacker that we caught one of the hacker and now we are looking for the rest of the hacker. So you cannot disclose anything. You just need to go to your branch and tell them, I want to break my term deposit account. I want to move my term deposit account money to my main account. They will simply do it for you, and if they will ask you the reason, you need to tell them because I need it. For any reason, you are purchasing any property or you are purchasing something, I need that money for that. Okay? But do not disclose that we instructed you to do this. Understood?
Further this goes on, the more I think I'm getting scammed, John. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I really do. And my wife's concerned about it, and I'm certainly concerned about it. So I don't know whether I should.
Let me remind you, okay, this call is being recorded for quality and training purpose. We work for the government. We are the undercover officers. Okay, and if I do anything wrong with you, I will lose my job, because after the end of this call, okay, we have to submit this call to the government. So this is not a scam. You are in a safe and we are a legitimate person.
Jesus, I hope so, because if I don't, I know
it. It is, don't worry, okay?
Russia will disappear. I've got no doubt about that.
Sorry? Sorry, what did you say?
I think I've got myself in too deep here. I really do think I'm being scammed.
This is not a scam, sir. Don't worry. Your money is safe, okay? What we have done, okay, we are protecting your money. That's it, because we don't want you to lose any of your single penny, okay? If you lose any of your single penny, I will be responsible for that, okay? And we will pay it back to you. We will refund your money, okay? Don't worry about your money. It is safe. Whatever we have done, it is safe and secure. And after the investigation will get complete, you remember, I told you we will send a technician as well for the checkup of your modem. All right? He will show you his ID proof, and whatever we have done, you will get all the paperwork by him. Okay? Now, I cannot pressurize you, okay? But I told you to do this because Bendigo head office, they instructed us to tell you to do this, okay, to protect your money, to save your money, because we don't want to take a chances.
Did you speak to your Bendigo office so I can just confirm what you're telling me is exactly correct?
We already had a, sir, this morning, okay, we already had a word with them, okay. As I told you, we work for the government, okay, we are the cyber cops, so we have a tie-up with all the banks head office, not only with Bendigo, Commonwealth, Westpac, St. George, NAB, every bank head office, we are working together just to find their employee who is doing this for money. Please try to understand. Out of five, we have caught only one hacker of yours, okay, who got the access of your banking and internet. Rest of the four hackers are still outside, including the bank employee. So this is why we cannot disclose anything regarding this investigation in your local branch or another branch until we catch the bank employee. Please try to understand.
I can hear what you're saying to me, and I understand that, but I've got this awful bloody feeling in the back of my noggin that I just don't know. They're so,
sir,
you're not getting a positive feeling.
You're
verification or whatsoever. I mean, you could put the phone down and all this conversation is gone. You say it's been recorded. I'm only taking your word for that. So I'm getting more and more.
Sir, I'm not going to leave your hand. Don't worry, okay? Because this is my duty, okay, and my responsibility. I am your investigation officers, okay? And once my security work will be done, I told you we will send the technician as well for the checkup of your modem, and our engineer will show you his ID proof. I will give you his details. You can match it. And whatever we have done from last 2 days, okay, you will get all the paperwork.
I can't afford to lose,
You will not lose any of your single penny. It is my promise to you. If you follow my instruction, this is why I'm telling you, I don't want you to lose any of your hard-earned money, okay? This is why I'm telling you your term deposit account in which you have 42,000, it is not safe. So any point of time, if the hacker will get to know we are planning something to catch them and we already caught one of their partner, any point of time they will try to take out that money, they will try to move that money, 42,000, from your account directly into their account. This is why I'm telling you, your term deposit account is not safe. They are targeting that account. You need to move that money into your main account, which we already protected. We already removed the hacker from that account. Once everything will be safe and secure, again, you can go to the bank. When I will tell you, you can go to the bank again. And again, you can move that money from your main account to your term deposit account. You can do that. But right now, in order to protect your money, in order to catch the hacker, you have to move your money from your term deposit account to your main account. Understood, sir?
I understand exactly what you're saying, but I've still got no verification of what you're telling me. How do I know I'm talking to a genuine NCA?
Sir, I have already given you my employment ID, my name, everything. I have already given you. I am not talking to you only, like I am at the same time, okay, I am dealing with so many customers.
Sorry about that, but I mean, I'm shit scared that I'll lose everything.
No, sir, if you will follow me, okay, you will not lose any of your single penny, if you will listen to me. Because whatever we have done, okay, this is only for your safety and security.
So it just worries me that I think that you've got my license number, you've got my
Sir, this is why I told you, if you are not feeling good, okay, you can delete the photos from your mobile. If you are thinking that if I will take that to you from you, okay, and I will do something wrong, then you are absolutely wrong. I cannot do anything wrong. This is not my job, okay? You can delete that if you want. You can delete it from your mobile because we already protected everything. So don't waste your time because you are not a technical person, okay? sorry, you are not a technical person, so you don't know why we are telling you to do this. But I'm doing this job each and every day, okay? So I know for your safety and security, I'm telling you to do this. If you have trust on me, just simply go and follow my instruction, please. And let me know once you're done. Okay? So are you going for the shopping right now or directly you are going to your branch?
Shopping. I'll be doing shopping.
And after the shopping, you are from there, you are going to the bank?
To go out, but I could go out to the bank.
So give me your convenient time, okay? You need to carry your mobile phone with you, okay? Once you done with the shopping, directly go to your branch and move your money. I think you have two term deposit account, okay, but don't move that money in which you have 15,000. Don't move that money because that account is safe, okay. You need to move the money of 42,000 in which you have, okay. Move 42,000 into your main account, okay. And once you done, come outside, okay, and just let me know how long it will take so that I will call you, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me how long it will take. I will call you.
Oh, look, I could be shopping for at least an hour, hour and a half. Well, why can't I
okay.
call you? Give me a number.
Actually, we are calling you from our VOIP number. VOIP stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol number, and this number is used for advanced technology and cheapest call rate. So if you will try to ring on this number, it won't help, okay? You will not get to us, okay? You will not reach to us. So this is why every time I need to call you, because this is our advanced technology number, it is non-traceable. If we will call you from the local number, then what will happen? The hacker will trace our conversation. This is why we use this number, so that it is non-traceable and the hacker won't listen our conversation. Okay?
Okay, fair enough.
So I need to what I am saying that once you're done with the shopping, you need to go to the bank and transfer the money from your term deposit to your main account. Then come outside from the bank, sit inside your car. Then I will call you. You don't have to come back to your home, okay? You outside, the when you will done with the transfer, you have to wait for my call, okay? I will call you outside the bank when you are. So tell me at what time you will be done and you will be outside the bank.
It's just an interesting point, though. I don't think I can take that $42,000 out without a month's notice.
Sorry?
That $42,000 which is sitting there, I cannot take that out unless I give the bank a month's notice.
You just go and talk to them. I think they will do it today itself, okay, if you want. And if they will tell you they need, you have to give them a notice and there is a procedure which we have to follow. I think they can do it directly without, giving them a notice or anything. You just need to carry your ID proof and debit card. That's it. And if they will tell you that you have to wait, okay, for it will take some days, you have to fill up a form, you have to give a notice to us, then you just follow the instruction, follow the procedure. Come outside and let me know, okay? So tell me when you will be outside the bank, then I will call you.
I don't know what time I'll be outside the bank.
Right now it's 10 past of 10. So can I ring you after 1.5 hours?
Yes, you could ring me after 1.5 hours, yes.
I'm going to ring you at 11:30, okay? 11:30, okay? I believe you will be outside the bank then, okay? All right? Sir, please try to understand this is for your safety and security. Don't get suspicious about anything.
What do you mean don't get suspicious? Some of these people are so bloody clever. I mean, you sound genuine, but I'm just concerned, worried.
Sir, I feel very bad. From last 2 days, I'm trying to help you, and you are not trusting me. You have a doubt on me.
Of course I've got a doubt on you, because I got scammed once before.
Oh, my goodness. When it was happened?
Last year sometime. So I didn't lose
any money. You should understand 5 fingers of your hand are not equal. So you cannot judge everyone on the same scale. So don't waste your time, okay? Without wasting your time, I'm telling you, just go and do this because this is for your safety and security. Now, I cannot force you. It's up to you. If you want to do it, this is for your benefit, not mine. Because that is not my money. It is your money. If you want to protect it, if you want to save it, so please. I am not telling you that you have to break down that, you have to move that 42,000 in some of the another account. No, you are moving that money into your own account. So this is the biggest proof that we are legitimate. I am not telling you that you have to move your money in some another account. I didn't give you any information to do this. No. I'm telling you, move your money into your main account, into your own account. So if I am a scammer,
I just transfer that across?
Sorry?
Will I transfer that across?
You cannot do it online. You cannot do it online, okay? You have to go to the bank, okay? They will do it for you.
Tell me
you
something.
Just go.
If I contacted the bank and asked them if I wanted to transfer $42,000 across to my other account. And they give me an answer over the phone. Because I have taken money from term deposit before and they've always stated that it would be a month. Have to wait a month for it before you can get it.
When did you try it?
Well, I did it some years ago.
By going to your branch or over the phone?
No, going to my branch. The branch then was in White Hills. It's not there now. It's back in Vinegar.
Okay, you just go to the branch. Okay, they will do it today itself, I think. You can go there and tell them I need my money, okay? I need to move my term deposit account money to my main account. They will do it for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I will call you at 11:30, okay? If you will be inside the bank, okay, then you have to come outside and answer my call. Don't talk to me inside the bank, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck. Bye. Take care. Bye.